Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texas misery.
It's been really rough just to try to stay warm.
New immigration plan.
Two-tiered legalization system for millions of immigrants across the country.
Rover set to land on Mars.
We're going to be able to bring a piece of another planet back to Earth.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For some people in Texas, weary from winter storms, the power has come back on. But for yet another day, there are widespread outages with temperatures below freezing. CBS's Janet Shamlian tells us the lack of heat and water are an issue for millions, and now there are food shortages.
In Texas, it's a full-on humanitarian crisis.
This is worse than Harvey, and we lost everything.
Some desperate families using outdoor grills inside and running cars in garages to stay warm. Those choices contributing to at least 300 cases of carbon monoxide poisoning in Houston's Harris County. The Dandridge family has been without heat and lights with their 13-month-old son, Bobby.
All of our camping gear has really been what I've been able to use, and then I've been boiling pots of water.
Trevor Llewellyn's been trying to fix his grandmother's burst pipe, flooding the yard in freezing rain.
We can't get it unstuck, so this water's just coming out.
And this morning, no end in sight.
CBS's Omar Villafranca says fingers of blame for the crisis have been pointed at politicians and the power grid operator as natural gas generators, coal plants, and wind turbines have failed.
Much of the equipment has not been winterized, which can include using heaters and insulated pipes. That's something places like Minnesota do, and their wind turbines don't shut down in the cold. After a 2011 winter storm in Texas crippled power, a report recommended winterizing power sources. The recommendations were not followed.
Plenty of people in Texas need help. Dallas area plumber David Crow has only been able to handle so much.
So we've had over 2,200 calls come in the last 24 hours. We weren't preparing for it to be this high of a demand.
In Oklahoma, nurse Daniel Smith used his day off to go out in a tow truck and rescue stranded drivers.
Everybody getting stuck at intersections. Snow's just too deep. If you've ever been stuck out in the snow, you know it's miserable.
The freeze and power situation in Texas has affected oil production, and experts say that will likely mean a bump up in gasoline prices. The storm system that roared through the nation's midsection yesterday has still got some teeth. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Baradelli.
Ice in the Carolinas and into Virginia, and it's heavy snow in places like D.C. and Philly. That will spread north during the day today, and snow is going to fall heavy at times here in New York City throughout the day.
The bad weather is impacting COVID vaccine deliveries, and some centers that have been giving shots have had to close. CBS's Deborah Alfaron says it comes as vaccinations have been ramping up.
The U.S. is vaccinating an average of 1.7 million Americans per day, up from 1 million a day 1 month ago, putting President Biden on track to surpass his goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days in office.
CBS's Cammie McCormick reports on vaccination reluctance in the U.S. military.
More than 30% of service members have declined to get the shots. The vaccinations are voluntary. Sailors on ships are more likely to get vaccinated, but there's concern about others, like Army soldiers. There are also worries about the military's deployment of National Guard troops to administer shots around the country and how many of them will have had the shots. Military leaders say they're working on better informing troops about the vaccines.
The pandemic is blamed for a plunge in life expectancy. The CDC says prior to last year, it was 78.8 years. Now it's 77.8 based on first half numbers from 2020, biggest drop since World War II. Well, the White House and congressional Democrats are set to unveil an immigration plan. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports it's a two-tier plan designed to give most undocumented people in this country a path to citizenship.
In the first one, there would be millions of farm workers, people here under temporary protected status from countries like El Salvador or Syria, and so-called dreamers, those undocumented immigrants who came here as children. They'd be eligible for green cards or lawful permanent residence. After 3 years, they'd be able to apply to become citizens. All other eligible unauthorized immigrants would be placed on an eight-year pathway to citizenship if they pay taxes and fees and pass a background check.
Washington State's hospital system spent $8 million on N95 protective masks that turned out to be fakes. Cassie Sauer, the CEO of the state's hospital system, says they look like the real thing.
They are really, really good fakes. They look, they fit, they breathe, they wear like a real 3M N95 mask.
Federal authorities say in recent weeks, more than 11 million counterfeit masks have been found across the country. It's believed they were made in China. 3M has launched legal action in more than 20 states. The Justice Department's investigating New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's coronavirus task force to determine whether data about nursing home deaths were manipulated. State lawmakers have threatened to strip Cuomo of some of his pandemic powers. Today, South Carolina's governor is expected to sign a bill that would ban nearly all abortions in the state. The state's House passed it yesterday. The law will kick up a court battle. Later today, a NASA rover is due to kick up some dust when it lands on Mars. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The seven-month-long trip of nearly 300 million miles is set to come to an end today on the Martian surface.
There are thousands of things that must go right.
Ray Baker is the flight system manager.
Every one of them must work perfectly. The separations, the rocket engines, everything must work perfectly.
The final moments are called the 7 minutes of terror, when the spacecraft will go from traveling 12,000 miles an hour to just around 2 miles an hour as it touches down. And if everything works, Perseverance will then begin the most ambitious search for Martian life. Art Thompson is part of the flight system team.
We have instruments that are sensitive enough that can actually detect if there was ever life on the surface of Mars.
And Perseverance is also equipped with a miniature helicopter that weighs just 4 pounds. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Serena Williams was stopped in her bid for a record-tying 24th tennis Grand Slam singles title in the semifinals of the Australian Open.
Even the first couple games, I played well, and even then I had so many opportunities and made too many mistakes there, and easy mistakes.
It was a straight sets loss to Naomi Osaka.
I was just really, like, nervous and scared, I think, in the beginning, and then I sort of eased my way into it.
She's on a 20-match winning streak and will face American Jennifer Brady in the final. A pop star is opening up about a near-fatal overdose.
Demi Lovato is speaking openly about her 2018 overdose.
It's just a little red wine, I'll be fine.
I've had so much to say over the past 2 years, wanting to set the record straight about what it was that happened.
In a trailer for her upcoming YouTube documentary, she admits she almost died.
I had 3 strokes. I had a heart attack. My doctors said that I had 5 to 10 more minutes.
The film details past heroin use and Lovato's constant struggle to stay sober. It debuts March 23rd. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow has announced his retirement from baseball. The 33-year-old minor league outfielder, who never found a consistent hitting stroke, was set to go to spring training with the New York Mets. He says he loved every minute of the journey. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.